de que tá tocando pra tuas amigas safada. Sarra na Glock rajada, sarra na Glock rajada. Joga o Black no paninho, dá uma bafurada. Joga o Black no paninho, dá uma bafurada. Sarra na Glock rajada, sarra na Glock rajada.
Mais uma do Ramel.
Hoje ela vai me mamar até clarear. Fuder com trem, só gostosa. Vai sarrar na capa, me gigar. Joga a buzeta no marota. Hoje ela vai me mamar até clarear. Fuder com trem, só gostosa. Vai sarrar na capa, me gigar. Joga a buzeta no marota.
Amiga safada, o DJ que tá tocando pra tuas amigas safada. Sarra na Glock rajada, sarra na Glock rajada. Joga o Black no paninho, dá uma bafurada. Joga o Black no paninho, dá uma bafurada. Sarra na Glock rajada, sarra na Glock rajada.
Mais uma do Ramel.
Hoje ela vai me mamar até clarear. Fuder com trem, só gostosa. Vai sarrar na capa, me gigar. Joga a buzeta no marota. Hoje ela vai me mamar até clarear. Fuder com trem, só gostosa. Vai sarrar na capa, me gigar. Joga a buzeta no marota.
Hello everyone and welcome to Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host Andres, as you know, and you just heard Sentado na Glock Rajada by DJ Ramemis, awesome funky artist from Brazil, obviously. Only Brazilians could come up with something as crazy as that. Like, this whole album, Sem Limites, it's absolutely incredible. Just nonstop, front to back, 25 minutes of absolutely nutty 150 plus BPM funk. Like, I highly recommend. The only bad thing about this album is that the cover art is clearly made with AI. And that's the only thing that it doesn't have going for it. But, you know, the music itself is absolutely nutty. But anyway, I have a nice little eclectic mix for y'all, as usual. Next up, we have some K-pop, actually. But in the style more of a Japanese city pop. In fact, this song that I have queued up next, Plastic Candy by Hassel. Hassel of Artemis, that is. Formerly of Luna, sadly. But I think this is a great little release. I think she really fits the sound really well. And yeah, after that, we have some Gabber. You know, I always have to throw in some Gabber as of late. But we have Oblivion by the Scotchman. And then lastly, some Yabujin with Drugs in Her Room. But after that, we have a, nice little mix of some more electronic music. Yeah. And y'all will hear. It's a nice little playlist I have here, in my opinion, obviously. I'm obviously going to think that what I have queued up is good. But anyway, speaking of Brazil, I was watching the Santos versus Coritiba match earlier, and thankfully Santos won. I was really, really scared that they were not going to be able to get those 3 points at home at Vila Belmiro, but they did. It was absolutely incredible. They started off like in the fourth minute. They got a header off a free kick. I think it was Joaquim who scored. And then I think it was only 6 minutes later, Coritiba scored the equalizer off a penalty, off a handball. And then I was a little concerned because they tend to do things like that. Santos, they're my favorite Brazilian team, by the way. And they're in a really bad spot right now. They're fighting against relegation against teams like Goiás, Bahia, Vasco. You can even throw in maybe like a Corinthians in there. But yeah, it's a pretty tight race. And Coritiba, they're also in the relegation zone with like 20 points or something. Like after this win, Santos has 33. But it's still, not quite enough to be safe. But yeah, Coritiba, they're going down inevitably. They're in the penultimate spot. But it was 1-1, and then Coritiba had someone sent off because of two yellow cards. And then Santos, they weren't really doing anything for a while, even with the man up. But in the 74th minute, I think it was maybe Marcos Leonardo who was able to convert off of header from an assist from Jefferson Soteldo, the Venezuelan, formerly of Tigres, by the way, which is a fun little fact. But yeah, good win. I hope they can keep this up. I think there's only 8 more fixtures left in the Brasileiro. So hopefully that pans out well and they stay up. This would be a historic season if they go down to the Serie B because they've never been to the second division. And I don't want them to go down. Especially like this is the first year I'm really watching them. So, and Brazilian soccer in general, honestly. Futebol. But yeah, very cool stuff. I've been watching a lot of Brasileiro and Argentinian soccer, and Libertadores, Copa Sudamericana, and actually the Sudamericana final is this weekend. We have Liga de Quito from Ecuador facing off against Fortaleza from Brazil. That's going to be fun. And then I think November 4th is the Libertadores final, which is a Fluminense versus Boca Juniors. That's going to be sick. But yeah. I feel like I've been talking about soccer for a little too much. And yeah, let's get into Plastic Candy by Hassel.
Yeah.
Welcome back. So y'all heard Plastic Candy by Hassel, followed by Oblivion by The Scotchman, awesome Gabber track, and then lastly Drugs in Her Room by Yabujin, which kind of stands out on the album Flash Desire. It's a, very, very short, bit shorter than the rest of the tracks, being only a bit longer than a minute, and feels more, a little bit more instrumental rather than some of the other songs, such as the opener Angel with a Knife that comes right before it, which is more rapped. But Yabujin is very cool. I've talked about him a little bit on the show before. But I also wanted to mention that Hassel, she did her first of four shows at this little theater in Korea. And she played, obviously, Plastic Candy and also some older Luna songs like Rain 51 Decibels, Love and Live, So What. And the cool thing was that she was joined by Heejin. And then in the next few shows, she's going to be joined by Jinsoul, Cherry, and Kimlip. That's going to be super cool. I can't wait to see like the videos that come from that. Oh, the craziest thing was that they played a Crystal Ballad, like the full version, which is a formerly unreleased song. And from the scrapped album La Maison. That was super cool to hear. Awesome, awesome ballad with some crazy electric piano that I love. And I hope that comes out on their full length release that apparently is being teased. I don't know when, but it's gonna be after, way after like the Heejin album comes out and everything. But it's gonna be super cool. I wonder if they're gonna switch up the set list as well when the other guests from Artemis join Hassel. That's gonna be really cool. Looking forward to that. She also played a lot of covers from a lot of other K-pop songs. And yeah, very cool stuff. And speaking of Artemis, I'm going to be playing their, I guess their sister group. I mean, they're under the same label, Madhouse. And I think one of the members of Triple S actually has writing credits on some different stuff that Artemis has done, such as the Odd Eye Circle album as well. And the upcoming Heejin album. I think that's Dayeon from Triple S, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, Triple S themselves also dropped this new album called Evolution, which I listened to today. And I came away liking quite a bit of the songs, especially this one, Invincible. It has some like drum and bass influence on it, which is very cool. And I'm going to follow that up with Mariposa by Isabella Love Story, some neo-perreo reggaeton type stuff. And then we're gonna pivot back to a funky carioca with a Jorginho Mempresta Dozi by MC Caro. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah. como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sabe a chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa. Abre tus alas como mariposa. No puede parar de mover esa cosa. Sabe a chicle y huele a rosa. Muévelo, no te haga la chistosa.
No te haga la mosquita muerta. Vamos a coquetear, vamos a ponernos alerta. Con esta música tú te despiertas. Vente conmigo y cerramos la puerta. No te hagas la mosquita muerta. Vamos a coquetear, vamos a ponernos alerta. Con esta música tú te despiertas. Vente conmigo y cerramos la puerta.
Welcome back. Y'all heard Invincible by Triple S, followed by Mariposa by Isabella Love Story, and then just now Jorginho Me Empresta Doze by MC Carol. And I apologize for the email notification in the middle of near the end of Mariposa. There's actually some random band that somehow sent their PR email to my Tufts email. That's only the second time that's happened, but safe to say I will not be playing their music on my show. Why are you sending me emails at 12:30 in the morning? But anyway, I want to play some, I don't know what to call this, soul, disco, I don't know. But it's sampled in a song I really like. See what you think. I'll reveal it after. But after that, I'm playing some more K-pop with Abracadabra by Brown Eyed Girls. Crazy stuff from like 2009. I just love how these like crunchy synths sound on that song. You'll hear it. I'll talk about it after. But then after, we have some more grimy electronic music with Positif by Monsieur Oiseau. Those French people in electronic music, man. Crazy stuff coming out of there. Crazy stuff. We got Daft Punk, Justice, Monsieur Oiseau, Sebastian, among others. And I haven't heard of a French artist in the electronic scene that's really blown up lately. So I want to tap in more to that, the whole French touch kind of thing, because there's some very cool stuff out there. But anyway, I think I'll play a PSA right now just to get it out of the way, and then we'll get into this banger music.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The forklift PSA always gets me.
Arrêtez de vous reproduire. Vous êtes des animaux. 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 Allez crever. Vous êtes des animaux. Vous êtes des animaux. Vous êtes des animaux.
Welcome back. Y'all heard Wait Until Tonight, My Love by Phil Fearon, which I mentioned that was sampled in a song I really like. And that would be Around by St. Pepsi, off of the classic Vaporwave album Hit Vibes from 2013. So yeah, I'm sure if you listen to Vaporwave or Future Funk at all, that song you definitely recognize. Or you could at least figure out who sampled that one. But yeah. Then we had Abracadabra by Brown Eyed Girls, some classic K-pop, love that one. And then I followed it up with Positif by Monsieur Oiseau, and that song's absolutely insane. Like, besides the crazy glitchy melodies, like, I'm sure at the end you heard that kind of like bass that came in, and that's actually sampled from a Queen's Another One Bites the Dust, which is absolutely hilarious. I didn't realize it at first, but after some research online, that was revealed to me, and I was absolutely blown away. It's so funny. It's like, I love it when artists sample like a very popular song that you would never think of sampling. Like, I don't even know, like when St. Pepsi sampled like Michael Jackson, or on this song as well, like Queen. Like, who, I feel like you'd want to like avoid like a cliche or like something so in your face that you would be like, no, I need to do something more obscure. But that's just nuts to me. Very ballsy as well. But yeah. I love sampling, man. Sampling culture is so cool. And I don't know, I hope we get more creative flips in the future. So, unfortunately, right now in pop music, there's a lot of lazy interpolations and things like that. But thankfully we have artists like, I don't know, lots of underground and up and coming artists doing interesting sample flips. So yeah. Next up, we have some more electronic music. We have TV Makes You Dumber by Kaizo Slumber, artist I've been really into for like the past year or so. I first heard his album, The Kaizo Manifesto. It was like a mix of different electronic genres, including, I don't know, hardcore, break, I wouldn't say breakcore, like breakbeats, drum and bass, donk. And then he followed it up with some, like, more like digital hardcore releases. And also hardcore in general. I think this song right here is a little bit more on that, like, hardcore side. Hardcore EDM, rather. Because when I'm talking about digital hardcore, I mean like those like punk vocals that he does sometimes, which are very cool. But yeah. And then after, I have the extended mix of Totally Transparent Jungle 2000 by Strontium 9000. Another Gabber track I have to throw in there. And then I'm going to switch the vibes up with Nervous by Tyboy Digital. You gotta drain the show every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? I actually got a Legendary Member by Tyboy on vinyl recently. I haven't spun it yet, but I'm very excited to do so. What else did I get? I also got some Blade on Wax. Got some Working on Dying and also Red Light. I spun WAD this semester, but I also need to listen to Red Light on vinyl as well. Crazy stuff. I hope Blade and the entirety of Dream Gang's releases become more accessible. Actually, these were all second pressings, which were made more widely available. I actually got the Blade ones on Rough Trade, and then the Tyboy album on Year 001, and that's their label. But yeah, cool stuff. I'd look into it. But let's get into this Kaizo Slumber. This song's nuts. TV Makes You Dumber. We'll be right back.
Legendary member, feel to take it to the next level, man.
Yes.
Thai boy, good man.
Thai boy. I wonder why these bitches don't so fairly.
Hey,
man, we working, the pockets hurting. And I wonder why this bitch she wants so flirty. Never swerve. Type of pull up and they looking real nervous. Double cups of dirty looking like a little curvy. If you want some more respect, you better earn it. Get the cash and burn it. Type of pull up and they looking real nervous. Double cups of dirty looking like a little curvy. I'm on a jet, fuck a surface. She ain't bad, she ain't twerky.
Man, I'm sipping Belvedere with Young Sherman. Legendary member, you can hurt me.
Shot a real bad, hot body. Have a goon pull up and who got it? Presidential like body. Ayy, smoke what? Ayy, type of goon so hot, I'm smoking on wasabi. I pull up like who got it? Shot it so bad, hot body. Step up in the club, like who got it? 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 Who got it? Who got it? Who got it? The Prada, Armani, the Louis, Bulgari, the Rari, the Masi, the G5, Bugatti. Still I'm 22, so I'm on a red light. Stop wasting my time, get your head right. Show you real bad, but she act shy. Go throw the ass back, make it rewind.
Yeah, time with Medina. Make me cake up red mallow, big bad Nina. Make me cake good mallow, she well.
Man, we working, the pockets hurting. And I wonder why this bitch she wants to flirt. Let me swerve.
Type of pull up and they looking real nervous.
Double cups of dirty looking like a little curvy. If you want some more respect, you better earn it. Get the cash and burn it.
Type of pull up and they looking real nervous.
Double cups of dirty looking like a little curvy.
Welcome back yet again. You heard TV Makes You Dumber by Kaizo Slumber. Crazy hardcore electronic track. And then Totally Transparent Jungle 2000 Extended Mix by Strontium 9000. Epic Gabber track. The original mix is like less than 2 minutes long, which is why I had to throw the extended mix in there. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And then you just heard Nervous by Thai Boy Digital off of the great album Legendary Member. Thai Boy is very underrated when it comes to Drain Gang. I think he's quite overlooked a lot of the time. But he has some bangers, especially on Legendary Member. I've yet to dive into his most of his other work, I'd say. Well, I've listened to Tiger Mixtape, which I didn't really love. It's a very early Thai Boy, but I don't know. Might re-listen to it. And I've heard, obviously, his collabs with Drain Gang, such as all of his stuff on Trash Island with Echo 2K and Blade, and also his collab with Blade on AVP. That's a nice little EP. But yeah, anyway, as a reminder, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. This is Andres' Late Night Delights. And, oof, we only have like 4 minutes left. And the song I have next is 3. That's crazy. Let's see what I can do. I wanted to close out with a particular song, but I might save it. I'll save it for next week. Maybe I'll talk for a little bit more. Yeah, I can work my improv that I learned in my communication skills class. We would play like a lot of games in that class, and only a few of them require some improv, like thinking of like some random topic or something that people could possibly relate to, games like that. And then we would also do these like vocal exercises, which are very goofy, but they actually work. Definitely train your voice and get warmed up. That's all I gotta say for interviews and things of that nature. But yeah, I think I'll close out the show with Damaged Lady by Kara, another K-pop song. The song's nuts. I love it. Sounds like almost like an anime opening, even though it's a K-pop song. But yeah, I'll ride out with this. Thank you very much for listening. Again, this has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be here next week, same time, same place. I'll catch y'all later. I'm